That's Kacey Musgraves with Butterflies. You're on Radio Life and Style. It is 11:30. Like butterflies, we are chatting all things beautiful in the world because, hey, life is something to be enjoyed. And something that I have learned to be true as a woman, if you feel good, if you feel good about yourself, if you look good, you feel good, and you're almost guaranteed to have a good day as well. Now, I have made a friend here in Balito, made an acquaintance. She's visiting from Vryheid, but hopefully soon she'll be calling Balito home, if hubby is listening. She also, I mean, you clearly belong here. You are a really good runner. Do you know that?
No.
Well, I can tell you, our Balito time trial is not easy. And besides being absolutely clued up as far as styling, fashion and confidence goes, you're a really good runner too. So I think you need to come and run our streets a little bit more often.
Thank you, Leah.
You've got some business to settle over here. But getting on to being an image consultant, is that something that you dreamed of as a little girl? Has style and fashion just always been a part of your makeup?
Yes, I've always loved the fashion part. Growing up, thinking of the Sari magazine in my mother's house,
yes.
Paging through it. So I've always imagined myself maybe going into a magazine or having my own magazine. And yeah, then life happened and I went and studied something a bit different.
Okay.
And yeah, eventually I got on the path of styling and image consulting, and now I'm loving it and living my dream.
It's definitely loving you as well. I have seen your Instagram page, and I understand that a lot of what you do on Instagram was kind of catapulted as a result of COVID, like many businesses these days can really actually thank COVID for the push that it gave us to create an online presence. And I love your content. I think that it's so practical, and I think style can also be just that. It can be practical. Mm. It can be fun. It is definitely personal. But what I love is how you are taking everyday clothing and showing women how to style it for their unique body types. And I mean, if I look at a men's shirt, for example, a button-up shirt, and the different ways that you just tie it here or there for somebody with a long torso, a short torso, and it literally transforms the way that you look.
Definitely. And it's all about small details. And I think that is why people enjoy my content, or I hope they do. It's because I am relatable.
Yes.
It's everyday clothes that everyone can wear. And just to make the small tweaks, just to make it work for your body and your style personality as well.
And that's something that you can develop over time as well. Because we live in a place, or a time in the world rather, where there is huge amounts of fast fashion available, and I'm assuming that that's not something that you find yourself supporting much.
No, not at all. When I was younger, definitely, but I was also unconscious about it. And the more I'm moving into this industry, the more I learn how important it is to support local.
Yeah.
And like Muse, I love them. Oh. I'm a big supporter of their work. And there's such beautiful local designers' clothes. And people might say, yeah, but it's expensive. Not everyone can afford it.
Yes.
But then you can go to Mr. Price. They are supporting local people and local designers. So you don't have an excuse to move to slow fashion.
And you know what? We have got the most incredibly talented designers, people who produce clothing, people who are sourcing locally, sustainably, and also just introducing the concept of having a style and an identity. It helps you to buy quality versus quantity.
Absolutely.
And I mean, this something that I've come to know as I've got older is you can get really far with something called a capsule wardrobe, right?
Yes.
Now, can you expand on that definition for me a little bit?
Okay, so it's all about getting clothes that goes with each other and that fits each other. And if you think of, I always tell my clients, go and look for four colors that you love to wear,
mm-hmm.
and build your wardrobe with those four colors.
Okay.
And then you also take things into consideration, like your style personality. Are you eccentric? Are you more elegant? Then if you are you might be eccentric, you'll go for bolder colors and more colors. And if you are more to the elegant side, you'll go for less colors. And
your neutrals.
Yes, and simplicity is key. So it's always easy to go with four colors and build your wardrobe along that and buy good basics. And then you can change seasonally with maybe cheaper blouses or t-shirts just to bring something new into your wardrobe.
Yes.
Or maybe
some fun.
Yes, or maybe a nice dress for summer just to change it up a bit. But you always want to have items in your wardrobe that goes with each other. So if you in a shop and you want to buy a shirt, ask yourself, is this in my, or is it going to go with my four colors, and is it going to fit with at least four other items in my wardrobe?
This is a very smart way to shop, and I must say I have started shopping in this way inadvertently. Why? Because unfortunately, I have been blessed or cursed with expensive taste. I'm only 27 years old, and I definitely don't make enough money for the kind of stuff I want to buy, but I buy less, and I have got to know myself and what suits me. And a style is, it's something that's ever evolving. It's something that you can grow into, but I think that if you don't know where to start, it can be very overwhelming, it can seem very confusing, and all of a sudden you have a closet that falls on you when you open it up. And you know, that's the sad part about that, is half of those clothes actually don't end up ever being worn.
Exactly.
There's such a wonderful way to actually breathe new life into garments, clothes swaps, where you are kind of like a Tupperware party, where you're trading clothes, where you're donating clothes. There's no reason for us to be mass producing in any way, shape or form. So if we can educate ourselves and learn how to use what we have and work with the basics, then I mean, what a wonderful way to not only feel good and show up for ourselves, but also support the environment as well.
Exactly.
So your four colors.
Yes.
Talk to me about that, because I am seeing one of the hottest colors on the rails right now. This pink is absolutely life. It's one of my four colors as well. It's always been something that I've been drawn to. But how fun is color right now? Is color something that you lean into? I mean, what are your basics?
No, I love color. And color, 90% of the time when you will get a compliment, it's because you are wearing the right color. So color is so important, and to get it right. So I've got a color guide. You can go onto my website and you can buy the color guide. It's 150 rand. And then you can use this guide to bring color into your wardrobe. I'll show you how to do a visual board or a mood board, and how to go and get colors from those mood boards. Mine for this season is denim, stone color, black, white, and then I bring in a pop of color like pink this season, because it's so big and trending, and it is a color that looks good on my color flow.
Okay.
So this color guide will guide you exactly through all the steps, and it will also help you to buy if you're not sure what your color flow is. I'll show you there which colors works for everyone. You call it universal colors.
Okay.
So it's an awesome guide to help you determine your four colors.
It's a great place to start, it seems.
Exactly.
It's a great place to start.
Yes.
Now, I will obviously leave the listeners with the details of how to get hold of you if they would like to start this journey in their own capacity, and also to follow your work, because there's so much value that you add to your community, to your followers on Transformed by Janine. That is the Instagram page you're looking for. It's JEANINE, Transformed by Janine. But I wanted to get into something a little deeper with regards to style and image. Is confidence something that has ever been an issue for you personally? And has developing your style helped you build your confidence? Because this is a core, a cornerstone of your business as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I definitely struggled with it going into high school. It was group pressure, and you just wanted to fit in, or I wanted to fit in, and you kind of lost your way through high school. And then in university, it's also so overwhelming, all the new stuff and new friends, and Yes, and then I really struggled with my self-confidence. And as I got older, I really just, especially when I got to my children, I realized I have to show up for myself.
Yeah.
And I need to stop worrying about other people's opinions, because other people's opinions aren't going to make my life successful. I am the only one responsible for my own life, my own success, and the way I look at myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that really changed my life and the way I look at things. So, and yeah, and I am passionate about helping other women to get there as well, because I know how important it is to have self-confidence and to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't expect anyone else to love you. And what you don't have, you can't give.
I absolutely love that. And I love that you're leading from the heart. Often style and fashion can be seen as vanity, but as you've said right there, if you're not showing up for yourself, if you are not seated firmly in your sense of self, if you don't really know who you are as a person, how do you show up in the world for not only your closest family, your children, but as a colleague, as a friend? I mean, feeling good. And I read a quote recently, and it was one of those that kind of makes you think. And it says, happiness is a moral obligation. So being happy and showing up as a happy person is something that we should all strive to be, because nobody wants to be surrounded by somebody who is unhappy, not even yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to go home to an unhappy wife. You don't want to be the child of an unhappy parent. And if happiness is as simple as really connecting with your sense of self, what a wonderful way to do that through fashion. It's exciting. It's fun. And I mean, you are making this stuff, as you said, accessible, number one, relatable, and with whatever you have to work with, that is enough to start. How can people get hold of you, Janine? I think you are absolutely fabulous, and I would love for people to connect with your work and take the step further if they are finding themselves saying yes to a lot of these questions.
Thank you, Leah. I think the easiest way is on Instagram. You can really just send me a DM and I will get in contact with you. You did share it. It's Transformed by Janine. My email address is there if you rather want to send me an email, or you can just send me a DM and yes, I'll get back to you there.
And start the journey that way. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your last day in Belito. I hope we'll be seeing more of you soon. And yeah, I look forward to learning more about my body type, about my colorway, and just exploring life through fashion.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're on Radio Life and Style. That's Transformed by Janine. You can follow her. She's an image consultant. She is a consulting stylist. She helps you work with what you have so that you can show up in the world as your best, most brilliant, confident self day after day. Headed back to the music now with another mega superwoman. It's Megan Trainor, and it's In Your Genetics, baby.